Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
You've been pitching this for a while, and I'm so glad we finally get to talk about it. What is girl math? It is trending. There are funny videos on TikTok and reels about it. Explain it to us.
Yeah, so girl math is basically my favorite thing in the world. It's how I justify most of my purchases.
Okay.
And there are a couple of rules. And I know I've talked to you about this. As soon as I heard about it, I'm like, John is going to hate this.
No.
Because you love saving money.
Okay, yes. I don't like the analysis of it. So basically, it's a justification system that predominantly, although again, we're painting with a broad brush. Yes. I'm sure men do this too, where you can justify the purchase of like a big purse.
Yeah.
And you just explain it down to $0 or even that you're making money on a purchase. Can you give us an example?
Yeah. So basically, if you use cash on any purchase, it's free because cash isn't real.
Okay.
So if you don't see it leave your bank account, it didn't happen.
So that's hashtag girl math.
Yes. Hashtag girl math.
Because it was already out of your bank account.
Yes.
It's going to go somewhere. Yep. There it went.
Okay. So another example would be if something has a minimum for shipping, if you don't spend that minimum, then you are losing money.
Oh, because you'd have to pay for shipping.
Yes.
So if it's like $100 and then you get free shipping and you were going to spend $50, what are you doing?
Exactly.
You got to spend those extra 50.
Yes. Also, if
hashtag
something is on sale, let's say, I guess any sale really, you are losing money if you don't buy anything.
Oh, that's no good.
I feel like that's very justifiable.
Mary
like,
Vandeveld, are you into girl math at all? I don't know if you're following this conversation line.
That would get me in big trouble.
Okay, so here's one that I have heard of before, which can sort of make sense. I heard about a woman who bought like a $500 blow dryer.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like it did really well. It saved time. So her normal blow dryer took like 30 minutes. This one made it done in 10. So she says, okay, that saves me 20 minutes a day. That gives me more time to work or to earn money elsewhere. I look better. That gets me more opportunities. I get more clients because my hair doesn't have to go to the blowout, which costs a lot of money. I'm making money with this dryer. Is that girl math?
That's totally girl math. Exactly. Like the other day I bought a purse and it was like $200. Mm-hmm. So there's 365 days in the year. So basically, if I use that purse all year, that's like less than a dollar a day.
But it can't be a seasonal purse already.
Oh, absolutely.
It has to be a generic
all season.
Yeah.
So hashtag girl math, it was free.
It was free. Yes. Couple cents a day. Totally justifiable.
Okay. The Washington Post wrote an article about this, just basically like, yes, this is cute and fun to talk about. But don't follow this logic. It's fun, but don't let it fool you, you say. Young women are explaining spending choices on TikTok that make no sense. It's funny as long as we're all in on the joke. You're in it on the joke, right, already?
Absolutely.
You
today,
get it.
My coffee was free. Girl math.
Maybe you aren't in on the joke. Okay. As long as we know that it's not real and don't do it, okay. All right. Hey, if you have an example of girl math, 312-981-7200. I'll take one or two of those calls. Let us know what your girl math is. Okay. And just again, a reminder, painting with a broad brush.